He's here locally. Okay. He was, you know, kind of gangster type stuff down there in Las Vegas and everything. He's a funny guy. Funny.
These guys kind of are funny.
And he did a class, but they don't laugh.
Who doesn't laugh?
Comedians that teach how to be funny don't laugh at your jokes. You don't feel funny. It's not a good thing.
But you can't learn in a class. You got to get for like a year, two years, and work at it. I think it can help you with stage presence, how to handle a microphone, maybe that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, grab and pull it down. That's all. What do you mean?
Hey, let's get back to the microphone for a second here. Yikes. That's a 10 o'clock show. It's R-rated.
Ooh.
This is my first time ever really spending some time in Reno. This town is really cool.
Do you think so, really? How long have you been here? 2 hours?
Yeah. And I've seen it all.
Give it time, baby.
I've commented on the fact that I love this is the only place in the world where they still advertise, hotels still advertise color TVs. Yeah. Holy smokes.
Holy cow.
Well, we're staying in tonight.
Yeah. We just got those 18 months ago.
Yeah. Did you really? Yeah. I was saying that my hotel, the I don't want to say the name of it, but there was a sign when I got there that said, excuse our dust. And there was no construction going on, just really dirty. Yeah. So
this is a dry place.
Welcome to Reno.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're so cute. You should
Thank
be.
You.
Yeah. Well, you can't be though, huh? Because you're on the road.
Well,
I hear you're on a big tour and you're going
everywhere. I've been quite a few places over the last couple of years, but I actually was for 10 years straight. I was really single, and then now I'm actually living with a girl, and it is way different. Funny thing is, I talk about my dad on stage. He's going through his fourth divorce right now, but his third marriage happened right here in Reno years ago.
Still practicing, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep.
How funny.
He's proficient.
And so do you tell jokes about your girl? You got some jokes? Does she laugh at your
joke? Not too many so far. She's not the most hilarious person in the world. It's kind of weird. And
that's
really,
okay.
You don't want her trying to... Because she sits there stone-faced at my shows, and all my friends are like, what's wrong with your girlfriend? I go, well, she sees me all the time. So she's just... And the odd thing is, like, 3 weeks ago, I got to open for Tim Allen, the Laugh Factory.
Hey!
On Sunset Boulevard. And his wife, I got to meet him.
The Tim Allen, yeah. Tool Man?
Yeah, exactly. He's got a new sitcom coming out, actually. It debuts in October.
Give him a little plug.
Yeah. But I got to hang out and have dinner with him and his wife before the show. And I was thinking, she seems kind of serious.
And I was going to say, she probably laughs at everything.
No, huh? and then my friends who were at the show in the audience, I asked him after I was done and he was done. I went, hey, how'd you guys like the show? They go, it was great. But she goes, we kept looking over at Tim's wife and she didn't crack one single smile.
She probably helps
him
write the jokes, to be honest with you.
He probably practices on it.
They say Jim Gaffigan, his wife helps him write all his material or he bounces it all off her. But she was like real serious and it made me feel better because I used to think, does my girlfriend just think I'm not funny? I'm like, well, if Tim Allen's wife thinks that he's not funny, then
now I'm feeling good, huh?
Exactly.
Well, that's true though. You know, it's hard to be with someone who also wants to be a stand up comedian.
Oh, that would be impossible.
Can't do that.
I've known comedians that have dated and married other comedians, and it's
tough.
Rarely ever lasts. Yeah. Especially when one career gets better than the other. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yep.
Okay, well, two shows tonight, 8 and 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Johnny, we'll be looking at you. Let's give away some tickets now. If you'd like to go and see Johnny tonight, I got a feeling you're going to be hilarious.
It's going to be fun.
And you're
we had a great show last night.
You're good
night.
To look at, too. Okay. So that helps. Hey, they're close. Close, huh?
I emcee every year the American Relay for Life. I'm trying to find a good cancer joke. Like, why did the tumor cross
Steve!
Can you come up with a good cancer joke now?
No, please.
Yeah. I did think about something, though, recently. You guys know who Justin Bieber is, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Okay, well, the thing is, his name is Bieber, so everybody says, oh, you got Bieber fever. It's like Bieber fever because it rhymes, kind of. And, you know, fever is not really a good thing to have, so it's like Bieber. And I go, boy, what if his name was like Justin Banser? You got Banser cancer.
So he did. He came up with a cancer joke.
What was Justin Bolio? You got Bolio Polio. What if his last name was Boo Garrick's disease? So anyhow, it's a terrible joke that I will not be telling
you. Write that down. You can get it after the show.
I've never heard anybody ask me for a funny cancer joke before. But
see, you hear it all right here on Broadview.
That's it. Reno. That's it.
Yeah, Reno. That's it. Okay.
We had three really drunk ladies in the crowd tonight, which Daniel might tell you about too. Wow.
Was that fun?
Cougars.
Fun.
It was okay for a bit, but they
cougars?
Got... Cougars? One of them had a short miniskirt on, and she kept, like, I'm not going to lie...
Older women?
Spreading her, like, 40s, not too bad, but just...
Well, how young are you?
40s? Not old.
Those aren't cougars.
That's what I mean. Well,
I'm appalled.
But they were out with a very young dude, who I found out later was one of their sons. But at first, I thought it was one of those Hollywood kind of things.
Well, he's 19, she's 45.
That's good, yeah. You know,
yeah, well, us women, we learn as we go
Well, what I'm saying is, they look like they're all probably married, and it was ladies' night out, getting away from the husband because they were drinking it up. Oh. So maybe they weren't.
Mad housewives.
40 is the new 30.
Yeah.
Okay, 823.
Well, cougars in L.A. are like 19 if you're a cougar in L.A.
So. Let me give this number out. 823-1920 if you want some free tickets. Wayne wants you to be his guest tonight at the Pioneer Underground. Go see Johnny. 823-1920. Just call up. Sean's in there. Get your name and your number, and you can go over there. It's a. Do you love the club? Is we always say it. But
beautiful,
it's a beautiful club.
It really is. You go down below, and it's like you're like, wow. I'm on a little theater down here. The seats are real comfortable. It's a professional stage, lighting, sound, full bar.
Yeah, everything.
And it's air conditioning too. Yeah, it's a historic spot. So it's a really unique experience, and I really dug it. And as a performer, you're right up with the audience, which is great too.
And they have a color TV.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
So 823-1920 if you'd like to go see Johnny tonight. Somebody called up. We get some more free tickets. Wayne loves to bring people in there, and it is Friday nights, our ladies. And I'm going to talk to Dan Kim here real quick. Johnny, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You
Dan,
are
step up.
Fabulous. Step up to the mic there, Dan Kim. We love you, the hypnotist.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you were fantastic.
You got
Friday
a job
night.
For me?
you know what? How did she do?
You're welcome anytime. I would
so
give her
funny.
An A++.
What Aww. Did you have her do?
I was his assistant, you know, and I didn't think he was going to have me do very much. He's got such a stellar show. It's so hilarious. I mean, my stomach hurts when I get through. And you've seen the show. Steve, you've seen the show?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, you're the serious one doing the clinical thing. But you got to go see him have some fun.
But you added a new dimension, and it was, you know, and as you know, my show is...
Cougar!
Yeah. We will add that because what did you enjoy the most about that show Friday night? You know, from...
That she doesn't remember.
I enjoyed... they were switching shoes. I thought that was so hilarious. You had them all switching shoes, and then one guy put on the girl's shoe. I thought I'd die laughing.
Well, what we did at one point was I told them that...
Isn't that a fungus issue?
A little cute puppy dog, and they had the shoe in her lap. They're petting it, and somebody tried to kiss. I go, no, don't kiss your shoe. Yeah. And I told them that the puppy dog peed in their lap, and they put the shoe down. I said, oh, you want to get a new puppy dog? And they got these new shoes, and they... I said, put them on your feet, and this guy actually put shoes on his feet.
They all
were
kind of, exchanging shoes at that point.
And they fit.
Yeah, I asked him afterwards. I go, "Well, how'd you feel? Were you hypnotized?" He goes, "No, I wasn't." I go, "You just love wear ladies' shoes, huh?" He goes, "Oh, well, maybe I was." But they all were so fun. I think my favorite part, again, the ninja. That
what?
Is hilarious.
He was off the charts.
Off the charts. Plus, I got
you convinced
a little...
him he was a ninja?
Oh, yeah.
He was the world's greatest martial artist.
Yes, and he was. And the woman who spoke Chinese to him.
Chinese, yeah.
It's hilarious. I mean, his show is absolutely hilarious. I had a blast with you. I even got a little cuddling and loving from one of those guys.
Oh, that was Dan the Superstar?
Yeah, it was like his favorite movie star or something. Pretty soon he was over there dancing with me and giving me eyes and watching me. Dan goes, well, we got to get this suggestion going here because he was eyeing me and I. It was so fun. Yeah, we had fun. Dan, you are so good.
But my
Such
favorite part
show.
Was?
What?
Was he was probably... in the top three people I've ever had on my stage, if not number one. There are three superstars as good as him. But when I said you're a mad scientist and you've just successfully cloned your two favorite animals, and one guy made a lionaroo, which is a kangaroo and a lion, and he said,
what
does it look like? And he said he didn't know because it was still a baby. But it would jump at you and swipe at you. But the superstar, Dan... said his favorite animal was a moo tinker.
A moo tinker.
What's that?
Yeah,
what does
a
moo tinker do, Lady J?
Tell him. You tell the story.
And he walked up front and he went, brrr, and walked forward going, ding, 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 brrr, ding, ding, ding.
I mean, it was hilarious. Oh. Everybody was so cooperative and had so much fun. I loved it.
It was one of those nights and you made it happen.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks for inviting me. I had such a good time. I wasn't planning on being up there very long because we were just going to do a little intro and he kept calling me up and calling me up.
Oh,
and
she made my stage purdy.
Aw, is that sweet?
Did she wear the leotard or tights or whatever she promised?
No, but I wore a dress and I wore my favorite Carlos Santana high heels, which I sure knew I was up there a long time. The next day, my knees were buckling all day. I was going, whoa, I guess I'm not a stage superstar anymore. What a blast.
But it's ladies' night and we're doing sobriety checks before the show this week.
So. Yeah, the Cougars, huh?
Lady.
You get those. How often do you
get
those? Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's a good time and, you know, Wayne does a great job with the club. And one thing he does well is he makes everybody welcome.
Yes, he
does.
And
it's just a blast.
It's a
cool place to hang out and it's just comedians are there, the improv players are there doing their improv, or utility players doing their improv, and I get to hang out there. And
you guys
there.
Hang out after the show, so you're approachable, and it's really fun.
Yeah, we realized an audience makes the business. It's not us.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
How long can you stand in front of the mirror, Dan?
About 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, Dan, you'll be back next Friday night.
I will.
For your show at 9:30, and it's Ladies Night again.
Ladies Night again.
Okay.
From
and tonight.
7:30 and my show.
Yeah. Okay. And tonight, Johnny's going to be over there. Cardinale. Oh, love him. And if you'd like to go, it's not too late. 823-1920, 823-1920. And Wayne's going to make you laugh. Let's take a break. Okay. I'm feeling like a cougar, man. Okay, thank you, Dan Kim. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Johnny. Go to the Pioneer Underground tonight.
Here's
if you still like
Johnny.
Tickets, 823-1920. We'll be right back with more on Broadview here on 1270 The Buzz.
Thank you, thank
you. 1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hamilton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hamilton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hamilton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hamilton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hamilton Solar no-wait rebate program. Call 747-6000. That's 747-6000.